The first question from the ladies, I have difficulty to translate in English. First
so
of all,
read it in Urdu first,
yes,
and then
I'll try
we'll
to
attempt
translate,
to translate it. Yes.
बाज़ लोग कहते हैं कि फलां को नज़र लग गई है,
अच्छा,
इसलिए बीमार है. क्या इस्लाम में नज़र लगने का कोई तसव्वुर है?
How would you translate it now?
Some people think that somebody is sick because of somebody's look. Is there any?
Maybe somebody's looks. You know what nazar lagna means? They believe in the power of mind with evil influences. So they believe that somebody can evilly influence with his power of mind others, and because of that some people fall ill or some accidents take place. This is the meaning of nazar, but
yes,
you are concentrating too much on nazar. That is why you didn't know what to do about it. Please. Yes, okay. You see, as far as the power of mind is concerned, there is no denying it, and as such a measure of the influence of evil influence of one's mind on others can be believed in, but one should not be afraid of it, because prayers can dispel all such influences. God's power is greater, and if you turn to God, then there is nothing for you to fear from non-godly forces or those who use Allah's creation against His own servants. The demonstration is given in the Holy Quran regarding the bout between Moses and the sorcerers or magicians of that period. They didn't belong to the Pharaoh's people, but they were siding Pharaoh of life. The Holy Quran has very clearly recorded what happened regarding their achievement of making the ropes, turning the ropes into snakes. The Holy Quran never said that they did turn the ropes into snakes. It says ayunu asaharu ayunan nase. They played their magic on the sights of the people, and the ropes remained ropes. So thereby we have a positive evidence that there is something like mesmerism, like the power of mind, which works on people. But when God made Moses throw his staff, it was not the mind of Moses which was working against them. He was already afraid. He had no superior authority over them. But then Allah came into being. Allah's power came into being and took over and destroyed whatever was falsely created. So such people should not overemphasize the role of power of mind, but they should turn to God and pray if they are afraid of such.